Hare Krishna. Apologies for the echo in here. I'm just in a completely empty room with marble floors. And this is Radha Damodara's temple room. And I had a microphone in Hungary. Unfortunately, I left it there. So I made an adjustment here to the recording so that it would be like dictation. Hopefully that'll do the trick. At least that'll get rid of some of the echoes. Otherwise, in the meantime, I'll see if I can get some little clip-on microphone that I can clip onto my t-shirt. And I'll keep it a little briefer this morning because I had an unexpected visitor. And also mysteries coming and going about work to do. They've come back to work now that the Ramadan festival is over. Vaikuntha breezes. Srila Prabhupada was once a devotee whose name is Anupandundubi told me how he was. The Prabhupada was here, he was attending to Prabhupada, and a real blizzard wind blew up, and severe, really storm, it was raining like anything, and the wind was very, very strong, so it was a real storm, storm level, and so he ran on a Kundundabhi. He ran to Prabhupada's rooms to see if Prabhupada needed anything. And where Prabhupada was sitting in his asana, and you know, he had windows on both sides of the room, and the wind was just storming through the room, and all the curtains were flying everywhere. And Prabhupada was just sitting very peacefully on his asana, chanting Hare Krishna. Sanakandundabhi just came in, offered his obeisances, and then started to closing the curtains. And Prabhupada said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, Prabhupada, I want to close the windows so all this storm doesn't come in." Prabhupada said, "No, that's all right. Just leave it as it is. These are Vaikuntha breezes." So that's where the that's where the phrase Vaikuntha breezes came from Srila Prabhupada, as most things. And most good things in Krishna consciousness. And although actually Mayapur is more than Vaikuntha, this is Goloka Vrindavan, sweeted wheat breezes. And so I'm here also, and I'm experiencing different breezes as they come and go. All night long, I have windows open, of course, with mosquito net on. And there's pleasant breeze. There's practically no time here. Where there's no either breeze or wind. Sometimes there's also a storm. And in the morning, I get up, I chant out on the terrace, and I watch the different winds going by. This morning, it was very interesting that it was quite sunny actually this morning, although it's still sunny now. And but earlier the clouds, there was a lower cloud cover, and that was moving really, really fast, but you could see through it, and just above it was higher clouds that were almost sitting. So there were those breezes, and they were coming from the east and going almost east to west, a little in the southerly direction. And during the day from different directions, different breezes. Do they carry aromas? Well, they don't. They carry the clean aroma of, usually, especially when it rains, rain. There's no kadamba forests nearby to carry the scent of, but they're very, very pleasant. And maybe they carry things better than the aroma of flowers. What is that better thing? Well, these breezes that blow here carry the dust of all the pastime places in Shidan Mayapur, the Yoga Pit, Shingapali, and so many other places, places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his pastimes. Not much dust, but it also carries the wind from those pastime places, and the transcendental influence of those places get blown here. Those winds are, and of course the effect of those is to not only purify the body, but to purify the soul. So as Prabhupada said, Vaikuntha breezes. Yes, in Vaikuntha, everything is Satchitananda. So similarly here in Sridhar Mayapur, the breezes are not ordinary wind, but they're especially purifying. They carry the dust of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they carry the dust of the dam, they carry the scent of the dam, they brush over those pastimes, and so they carry the subtle pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Radha Krishna here in Sridhar Mayapur. Therefore, they're very, very special, very extraordinary breezes, wonderful Vaikuntha breezes. And well, I hope that the hearing of those Oya, I was going to mention this other Vaikuntha breeze I came across the other day. I went out and came on a bicycle, and I was coming back. I got caught in a storm, and just as generally as storms first start preceded by very, very strong wind, wind starts to blow, and then it starts to drizzle, and then it starts to rain, and then it starts to really storm. And I didn't have much choice. I was coming back on a bicycle, and I got caught in the storm, and then the Vaikuntha breezes, they almost blew me off my bike. It's a little exaggeration, but it gives you an idea of what was happening. I certainly got fully drenched, so when I came back, I had to just change. But it was, I was certainly blessed all over by Sridhar Mayapur's Vaikuntha breezes. So I hope that having heard of these breezes, even though you may not feel their physical effects on your body, but devotees can feel their effects through the ears, and in that way become purified by these extraordinary breezes that blow in Sridhar Mayapur, and that really pacify the soul and put one in great ease. Hare Krishna.